You're listening to Cavalier Corner on ESPN Radio in Virginia.
Welcome back to Cavalier Corner as we continue along here across ESPN Radio in Virginia, 93.3 FM and 1320 AM. State championships just wrapped up. Nationals are on the horizon. Someone who finished second in state, second in regionals, and was just very consistently dominant this year in pole vaulting. Autumn White, back with us here on Cavalier Corner, Upper Crust Pizza Student Athlete of the Week. Autumn, you're the first repeat that we've had. We'll chat with your teammate Allison Moreau a little bit later, but you're a repeat, and it's because you've had a heck of a season so far. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What's it been like for you this season? As a senior, you go back through it. You've won championships before. Now you've gotten a chance to dominate week in and week out. Give us kind of the recap of what it's been like so far.
As a senior, I definitely wanted to focus on just getting the marks that I needed to reach and doing my best I could this season, since this is my last indoor season, and I've definitely been able to do that. I qualified for Championship Elite Nationals, so I'll be competing with, as they say, the big dogs, so that's exciting. And then I didn't do as well as I wanted to in the state championship, but that's all right because I was pretty dominant my entire season and I did what I was supposed to this season.
Is there, because you've won a state championship before and you don't win one this year, is it bittersweet knowing that you still have one in your back pocket but that you didn't quite get it done with a championship your senior year?
It is bittersweet. I knew I could have done better in the state championship, and I know that I'm still ranked well in the state because I didn't vault my highest at the state championship. So it's very bittersweet that I still have one, but I didn't win. So
Autumn White, an Upper Crust Pizza Student Athlete of the Week, and she joins us here on Cavalier Corner. Take us through what it's like in not just individual meets, but regional state championships. How do they set it up? Do they continue to raise the bar, if you will, and as you go higher and higher, you start to, for lack of a better phrase, eliminate competition? How does that work to get to the point where you figure out who is the state champion?
They will start the bar at the starting height. It's usually about 6 inches under the qualifying height for the state championships, and if you get 3 tries to clear it. If you clear it, then you're good. You go to the next height. If you don't, then you're out. If you don't clear any 3 tries, you're out. But as the bar gets higher, a lot of people get out of the competition. But some people, like myself, we come in later. So they started the bar at 8'6". I came in at 11 feet. So you definitely see people start being eliminated from competition, but people also come back in. And by the time it reaches 11 feet, everybody's in. So that's when you start to see who's going to place in the state and who might win.
You said people, can be eliminated and then others come back in. Do you have a pretty good idea of what the competition is going into it in terms of knowing, the ones that you're competing with to win a meet or to place very high? Are you able to kind of get a gauge on, all right, they're starting to come in and, put their best foot forward, so this is where I've got to focus?
Yeah, you're able to do that, and you're even able to do it before the meet because we compete against each other the entire season. So we know who's going to vault what. We know who's going to perform better. We basically know, what height is going to win before the competition even starts. So
Autumn White, Upper Crust Pizza Student Athlete of the Week, with us on Cavalier Corner. As it goes along as well, and you see other participants being eliminated, does that impact you at all? Or is this such a sport that requires such a unique focus that it's very little comparing yourself to other participants?
I try not to compare myself to other participants because everybody can have a bad day and everybody can have a really good day. But it impacts me when other people get eliminated because the pole vault girls that we compete with, we're all one big family. So when you see one of your competitors not doing very well, it impacts you negatively, and that you get frustrated for them because you know how it feels to not do well. So that definitely impacts you, and to me it makes me want to compete even harder for them. So
interesting. And it seems like a very individualized sport as well, where it's you and you've got yourself, and what you put in is what you'll get out of it. When did you realize that a lot of this sport is, you know, it's different from other team sports? You're competing for team points, no doubt, in the standings and at the meet, but a lot of your individual success is strictly tied into what you do yourself.
Yeah, it's definitely a team sport. There's more pressure on you to get points for your team, and if you get like second place, you only get 8 points as opposed to 10 points if you get first place. You feel the pressure coming from your teammates and your coach, but everybody's supportive of each other, and at the end, the points really don't matter as long as you did your best for your team.
Autumn White with us here, upper crust student athlete, and joins us here on Cavalier Corner. Second in regionals, second in the states as well. I'm curious also, you're approaching a jump. Is it the same each time that you approach that jump? Do you try to, you know, hit the same mark and clear it at the same spot? Or is there a level of adjustment that, you know, if it's a little bit lower, you don't go as high, and then as it gets higher, you have to go high?
For me, on lower heights, I know that I can clear them easily. So I have less power put into the jump and I clear them more. But as I go up to the higher heights, you know, I get on bigger poles and I start running faster and trying to push the pole harder. And that makes you go higher. But it seems to me that whenever you look at my jumps on video, I'm higher over the smaller bars because I know I can clear them than the bigger bars because, you know, there's a small like knowledge knowing that you may not clear it just because it's so high.
When you get over it and you realize you haven't touched that bar and all of a sudden you're cleared of it, what's that feeling like?
To me, that feeling is really amazing. You hear the audience behind you, you know, the audience cheers for everybody clearing the bar because pole vault is such a unique sport. But, you know, just knowing that you cleared it and you didn't touch it, it's just like a sigh of relief as you're falling towards the mat. So,
do you notice the crowd at all when you're going up for a jump?
I've noticed them before. I can never compete when the crowd starts clapping while you're running. But I notice them when I'm falling down to the mat. I don't notice them when I'm actually jumping because I'm focused mainly on that jump. But like, once you're done with the jump, then you notice the crowd cheering.
Your parents get really loud once you clear it?
Yes, they definitely get really mad. They are the loudest in the room. It doesn't matter how big the room is, you will hear them.
Yeah, it's figures. They're probably the ones that like pierce through everyone else's sound.
They do.
And they're funny the ones, how that works.
Yeah, they're the ones right in the front and center in the audience too. So
gotta be exciting though.
Yes, it's very exciting.
Autumn White with us here, pole vaulter, finished second in regionals and state. She has won a state championship before, and this is an indoor pole vaulting, second in regionals and states this past year. She's heading up to nationals in New York in a moment. First of all though, you cleared 12 feet 2 inches. How much has that been a milestone for you?
It's been a milestone for my indoor season. My indoor PR was originally 12 foot, but to me, during outdoor last year, I went 12.4, and I know that I can go higher this year, so I'm really preparing for nationals, trying to get bigger, but it's been a milestone in that I broke the indoor school record again, and I know that I can raise the bar even higher at nationals and hopefully break it again.
Nationals, of course, tomorrow, Sunday in New York City. Autumn White with us here on Cavalier Corner. JF pole vaulter going up there. Final question for you. What's that been like going, you know, getting ready and mentally preparing yourself for this?
There's a lot of mental preparation, but there's also a lot of physical preparation. The fact that it's in such a big city is very intimidating, but I've been up there before and I know how the meet works. So I feel like I'm mentally prepared, but we'll have to see.
We'll actually make this our final question because you're in the midst of college visits as well. Samford, Liberty University, George Mason, University of Sioux Falls. How big is pole vaulting playing in terms of your shaping your college decision and how you look at schools?
Right now, basically, the way I'm looking at the schools is if they're going to offer me anything for pole vault, what are they going to offer me? Do they have a good pole vaulting coach? Is the track and field team good? You know, it's definitely, it's the major influence on my college decision.
It's pretty neat. You get a chance to be a student athlete in college, and we've seen it already at JF. Autumn White here on Cavalier Corner. Autumn, good luck in Nationals. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Autumn White with us here on Cavalier Corner. Back with more next across ESPN Radio in Virginia.
More Cavalier Corner is coming up next, right here on ESPN Radio in Virginia.